Get ready, the digital dollar is a tool for government surveillance and control. By Monetary Gold, sponsored, on May 24, 2023. The following content is sponsored by Monetary Gold, the official gold sponsor of Breitbart News. Most of the world's economies, including the United States, are rapidly ramping up to digitize their currency and ultimately end paper cash by creating a central bank digital currency, or CBDC for short. Part of the Great Reset agenda is to eliminate or reduce untraceable and untaxable cash and crypto transactions and clear the way to establish national government-controlled digital currency. The agenda is to get a CBDC in every country, get people used to it, and then connect those digital systems into a one-world digitized payment system. Does this sound too far-fetched? Consider that the U.S. Federal Reserve's Board of Governors have already issued a white paper titled Money and Payments, the U.S. Dollar in the Age of Digital Transformation, as a first step in exploring the creation of a CBDC. Make no mistake, a centralized digital currency is coming. President Biden has already sounded what many consider to be the paper dollar's death knell when he signed Executive Order 14067, which calls for the implementation of a U.S. central bank digital currency. While that may sound benign at first, a centralized digital currency has the potential to allow the federal government to legally surveil all U.S. citizens, control all bank accounts and purchases, crush free speech and silence opposing voices by cutting off access to their digital money. As an article in Wired magazine explained, digital currency issued by a central bank can be used as a tool for government surveillance of citizens and control over their financial transactions. With this kind of control, how long will it take before the U.S. government infringes on all of its citizens' rights? But you know what the smart people are doing right now? They are taking up to 40% of their savings from paper assets and putting it directly into gold and silver. The simple reason is straightforward protection. They're giving themselves an economic hedge against all market down forces, whether that be inflation, stock market crashes, bank collapses, bank bail-ins, meaning $250,000 depositors are left holding the bag, recessions, or big government social control through digital currency. An economic hedge of protection is your insurance policy when things go bad. Don McPherson lays it out very simply when he says, "True prevention is not waiting for bad things to happen. It's preventing things from happening in the first place. You're protecting yourself against future events." The first step is to get this free action guide from Monetary Gold. It'll explain what to do and what not to do. And you'll also learn about the one type of account that Forbes magazine says all wealthy people have and why you should have one too. Monetary Gold is proud to be the official gold sponsor of Breitbart News. It says a lot to have that much trust in a gold company. For a limited time, when Breitbart readers open a qualified account, Monetary Gold will cover the annual fees for the life of that account. If you have 401ks or IRAs, you know that those yearly fees add up quickly. Follow this link now, not later, to grab this free Monetary Gold action guide.